Colt Powers Radio on the Go Sports with former Hampton Dumont Bulldog Josh Kniffel and former Iowa State Cyclone. The other day, we had just heard the big news that Coach Campbell, who you played under, has went to Penn State. That news broke here just the other day. What was your immediate reaction?
Well, I think when I first heard the reports, I think like on Wednesday night into, you know, Thursday night, was definitely kind of concerned. Concerned as like an Iowa State fan that Campbell is leaving. Friday was a pretty tough day. You know, I felt like the whole day, you know, at work, teaching, I felt like I just kind of kept thinking about, you know, Coach Campbell, what that looks like for him in Iowa State. And then obviously Friday night, you know, him leaving. It was sad, you know. I think in the moment when you saw it, you know, pop up on my phone, it was definitely, it was heartbreaking. Coach Campbell is an awesome guy. He's an awesome human being. Obviously a great coach. I mean, that's why we're having this conversation. But, you know, it was hard. You know, not going to lie to you. I felt like I went through every emotion from laughing it off at the beginning. You know, you felt like an Iowa State fan. You had always heard these rumors. You know, when I was there, you had, you know, possible Florida State and other schools. And then the last recent years with USC and the Detroit Lions, you know, initially you're probably like, oh, okay, this, you know, we're going to go through this again the first week in the off season. But for me, it was a little bit different. You know, Penn State, obviously, that's close to home to him. Yeah, you know, you grew up in Northeast Ohio. If you saw his press conference, you know, he referred to having family also in Pennsylvania. You know, this one felt a little bit different. And then Friday when he saw it, you know, for me, it took the, you know, the air out of my sails. I definitely felt like there was, you know, there's two of me, right? There's the Iowa State football player, Josh, who, you know, I love Coach Campbell to death. I'm a root for him, you know, him at Penn State. I wish him the best of luck. You know, he's, you know, truly a great person, and I've been honored to play underneath him and to be around him, you know, but there's Iowa State fan, Josh, you know, who grew up an Iowa State fan, you know, and went through some years of just really hard to watch football. You know, and so immediately you start thinking, oh, man, you know, these last 10 years have been great. Are we going to go back to, you know, the dark days of football for Iowa State? You know, so it was like, it was tough that day, you know, because I felt like I was just competing against, you know, football Josh and Iowa State fan Josh. And so, but as, you know, I watched his press conference today, as well as Coach Rogers, clips of Coach Rogers' press conference at Iowa State today. Definitely a lot better, you know. I think if you watch Coach Campbell's press conference at Penn State, you can see that he's a real authentic guy. And, you know, you could tell it was hard for him to leave Ames. It was hard for him to leave Iowa State. And, you know, I'll be the first person to tell you that he didn't put that on for a show. You know, that's just who he is as a person. And, you know, which is tough to watch, you know. But in the same breath, I think Coach Rogers, I think he has more than enough opportunities to be a great coach for us. And, you know, as a fan base, we gotta get behind him, right? Because the world's going to keep moving. The sun's going to keep coming up. And this day and age of sports, you know, we got to keep finding ways to win. So.
Absolutely. So we've talked a few times, especially when you were back here and working in the weight room with me. You have kept occasional contact with Coach Campbell. Mm-hmm. Had you heard anything other than the rumors and anything like that? Had you had any conversations with Coach?
Me and my wife were back for a few days over this last Thanksgiving break. And whenever me and my wife, you know, we come back home to see my family, we always try to go spend a day in Ames. If that's going to a football game, girls, boys, basketball game, or wrestling meet, you know, we always like to go back and obviously spend time in Ames because that's special to us because that's where we met. But we always try to find time to go see Coach Campbell. And this last time we, you know, we were able to get into the facility, and we found our way up to his office, you know. And you know, we got to spend, you know, maybe two and a half hours just in his office that Sunday after the Kansas game, and we just talked, you know. And you know, personally, you know, I didn't, you know, feel anything different or notice anything different. You know, he was just normal Coach Campbell, who rather speak, you know, to us on how we're doing, you know, and then talk X's and O's in football. You know, if anything, my wife, who's a softball coach, asks him more questions about coaching than I do. But so that's maybe the selfish part of me is, you know, it's going to be hard for me and my wife, you know, to be able to cross paths with him, you know, now that he's in Pennsylvania. But, you know, me and my wife were talking the other night, you know, I'm glad that, you know, we did that, you know, because, you know, look at us now, you know, he's on the other side of the country. And so, you know, for me, I'm grateful that, you know, we had a chance to find our way sitting on, you know, the same couch that I sat on, you know, when I, you know, went on a visit there and talked to him the first time. And that's, you know, I sat in the same office one more time where we used to have captains meetings and leadership meetings and just overall life conversations. So I'm grateful for that. And, you know, obviously I shot him a text when the whole thing went down. You know, he's got a million things going on, you know, but I shot him a text, you know, just saying thank you for everything they did for me. You know, and taking time out of his day, especially on a Sunday, you know, going to the last week of the season, you know, they're getting ready for the next week. So it was nice to be able to see him before he left. But, you know, I guess to answer your question, I didn't notice anything different, you know. He was just, you know, the same old guy he's been for the last 10 years.
Yep. I say we've had these conversations and how much you look up to Coach Campbell. I got to meet him on an occasion, and he could not talk highly enough about you, and he was fantastic. So I think a lot of him as well. And you know, I personally really wish we had a lot more time with him at Iowa State, but obviously wishing him well. Now we've also seen a lot of times that he has a staff there under him, and now we have a new coach with Coach Rogers coming in. Do you think Coach Rogers is going to kind of clean house and bring in his own staff, or do you think that we're going to see some of our mainstays, even will they move on with Coach Campbell, or will they stay here? Or?
You know, I'm really not sure. Like I said, I saw some of Coach Rogers' press conference. I'm not sure if he talked about that at all today, about, you know, keeping coaches underneath Campbell or not. To be honest, I don't know. It seems like that is up to the individual, the new coach that comes in. You know, every coach does it differently. Some coaches want, you know, their own people. Some of their coaches, you know, retain some guys. It really just all depends on who the coach is and what coaching staff he's bringing with. So we'll see. I hope he retains some of them. Just because they're really good guys, you know, and even really after the last 10 years, you know, in the coaching world, there's so many changes that, you know, when we were back, you know, obviously we saw Coach Campbell, but I saw Coach Mauser, you know, and he was there, you know, when I was there, you know, and Rashid and Haycock, you know, but a conversation me and my wife had when we were driving back from Ames, you know, back to Hampton was, you know, how the coaching world is. It was just like, man, there's not a lot of those guys left when I was even there. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know if he's going to keep any guys or not. Like I say, I hope he does, because I think there's a lot of good coaches in that building. And I think a lot of good coaches who know the state of Iowa, also know what it takes, you know, to win at Iowa State, because Coach Campbell even said himself, you know, Iowa State's, you know, the hardest place to win, for an X amount of reasons. You know, we could spend an hour show, Colt, talking about how hard it is to win at Iowa State. So, but we'll see, though. I think that's what Coach Rogers has to figure out. You know, I know he mentioned today about how the scheduling works in college football, right? And I couldn't agree with more with him. With, you know, the scheduling does need to change, because look at the situation you're putting players, you're putting coaches in. It feels different than it was 10, 12, 15 years ago with coaching changes and transfer portal and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you have any quick thoughts on ISU backing out of their bowl game?
I think, again, this goes back to, I guess I'll start with, Iowa State fan, Josh. You know, it sucks. Most of my life I grew up where, we went to a couple bowl games in there, but bowl games seemed always like a very rare thing. And, when I initially read that, I think I saw it when I woke up Sunday morning that, they weren't going to play in it. And it does suck because it's another opportunity to win another game and get to 9 games, which anybody who's an Iowa State fan, it's really hard to win 9 games at Iowa State. And I can see there's frustration, right, especially in this era of players getting, they're getting money, right, they're getting paid, say it how it is. I can understand the frustration from fans on them not playing in it. In the same breath with football, Josh, I asked myself this yesterday and even today, what would I do as a player? Because in today's world, there's a lot of loyalty to the person, right? Like, I'm very loyal to Coach Campbell.
Yep.
Right? That's my coach, and it, in today's world, it's loyalty to the coach program second. That's really the reality of it, especially when you have a really good coach, And if I'm a player in this situation, when I was a player, it would be hard because I know the guy that I came to play for isn't the one coaching me on the sideline.
Yeah.
Right. He's not the one leading meetings, and especially if none of the other coaches, I don't know how that works. Was it, did one of the assistant coaches at Iowa State offer to coach the bowl game? I don't know. I don't know if anybody knows that.
Right.
And, again, it goes back to the loyalty of that, and what did the team meeting feel like? The team meeting Friday, the team meeting Sunday, right? Was, what's that transition like? Is it something, did as players, are we taking a vote in a very emotional, still a very emotional state? Like I ask the question, it's like, what if you ask these players a week from now, when they've had time to understand what is happening, who knows? And, but like I said, as a fan, I get it. It's frustrating, and they have every right to be frustrated with it. But I think some people have to understand with the players that we have today, loyalty to the man, loyalty to the coaches, that loyalty is not there anymore. And to me, like I say, that's my opinion, on that, and other people can have their different opinions and that's okay. But even me, I haven't came to that conclusion of what I would have voted for in that situation, with it being a player vote. I really do think the culture that's there and the culture I was a part of, that also was not an easy decision for those players. And I think if anybody thinks that was just an easy decision for those players or that they're not going to think about it in a week or years down the road, then I would say you don't know what that culture is in that building.
Yeah.
Because what has transpired the last 5-6 days, 18 to 22 year olds handling it are going to be different than, grown adults handling it.
So. Absolutely. Yep. So, well, I appreciate your thoughts on Coach Campbell and what's happening there at ISU right now. I do want to touch on really quick here. I saw your mom the other day reposted. You were awarded the Assistant Coach of the Year. So yep. I want to say, hey, congratulations. I think I sent you a text or something, but do want to say congratulations on that. You want to real quick give the people a quick brief of how your season went and being in the weight room and being as an assistant coach there.
So this is my third year. I was my third year down in Tennessee, third year at Wilson Central High School in Wilson County, Tennessee. We won 5-5 this year. We missed the playoffs. So we didn't reach the goal, we wanted to, but we had a good year. I think this year, the last 2 years, trying to find our feet, within the program, right? The head coach that I work under, you know, he took over the job, you know, 3 years ago, right? So it feels like going to this offseason, we have what we want, right? We have what we think we need to win. And, you know, you really felt like that this year, even though we didn't reach the goal we wanted to of making the playoffs and you know, winning a region and all that. But we're going in the right direction. And, you know, it was really fun. We had a great group of kids. It was definitely probably the funnest year that I've had coaching high school football. And, you know, obviously I'm honored to win the award. You know, it's pretty neat, you know, to win that. And like I say, I'm grateful and honored to win that. And the weight room, you know, we're already back in it. We took a week off and we're back into weights, you know. That doesn't stop, you know, and that's something I learned from college, right? You know, if you want to get to where you need to go, you can't just sit around and wait for it. You have to go get it. There's only maybe 1% of athletes out there that can just wait around and take their time and still go accomplish what they can accomplish. You know, for me, I wasn't just, you know, and really the teams I was on, we weren't just the most talented group, you know, from high school all the way to college. You know, you got to work. And so we're back in it. You know, we're going to do kind of a light max out, you know, kind of see where our numbers are at after, you know, in season. But the class, the 9 through 11th graders that we have, I think are going to be really good for us. And, you know, that, you know, they just come in every day and they're working so far, which is good, you know, especially we're at the point where, you know, Tennessee state championships just ended this past weekend. So we are the furthest away from football, you know, and they're still coming in with a great attitude and working. And that's a lot of the battle, you know, that makes it really fun when you got guys who just want to come in and work. And all you got to do is put the program together and guide them and lead them where they need to go.
Yep. Nope. And we've talked over the years, when I had you here in the weight room at HD at the middle school and, you know, what you've taken your program and stuff there for, and the weight room is the core. I feel like, you know, where everything is built towards your season, be it football, be it wrestling, basketball, track, whatever it is, you know, that's that home base, I feel like, is the weight room. So, and you are in charge of the weight room there at Wilson Central, correct?
Yes. Yep. I'm in charge of there, but, you know, I'm not going to take the credit for that. There's two other coaches in there, Coach Cripps and Coach Boyce, who, you know, they're a few years younger than me. And, you know, what I like working with them in the weight room is, you know, all three of us, you know, we're young, we got a lot of energy, you know, with Coach Cripps and Coach Boyce, they're always bringing new ideas to the table from their backgrounds. You know, Coach Boyce, you know, he wrestled in college, you know, so he brings a lot of that, the stuff he did in the wrestling room, you know, we're bringing that in the weight room. And Coach Cripps, you know, he played football in college and won a national title with, you know, Lindsey Wilson, right? So he knows what winning is, right? He knows what that looks like and how you get there. And then, you know, so putting all three of our backgrounds together, you know, it I think is really big, you know, and us running the weight room. And then with Coach Kuhn, our head coach, you know, he gives us, you know, the power to do what we need to do to get to become successful, you know, and that goes a long ways as well. You know, you can never accomplish anything if there's constant micromanagement, you know. So, you know, with Coach Kuhn, you know, he's all about, like, you know, it's your program, right? Keep learning and how to build, you know, the best program possible, you know, and do what you have to do to help these kids get better. And so, and I think we're seeing that, you know, I think the numbers we have shown the last 2 years have been a direct reflection of what we've done in the weight room.
Yeah. It's good to have that support staff all around you and you guys are all on the same page and building towards something bigger. So that's awesome.
Yep. Yep. So. Yep. And that was a big thing with, you know, Coach Campbell, right? He always talked about, you know, playing for something that's bigger than yourself, you know. Yep. The idea, you know, you can't have ego, right? You have to operate with humility and being humble and putting effort in and you know, and like I say, those are the building blocks to becoming successful. You know, those aren't just cliche words. People just, you know, I know some people throw them around, but, you know, if you truly invest in those words, you know, you're going to get the results that you want.
Yep. Well, like I said, I appreciate that. I appreciate your time. And, you know, I think Coach Campbell's legacy with ISU is also, you know, moving on with guys like you who have moved on and now coaching young athletes and building that. I think that leaves one heck of a legacy. Obviously, he has a great legacy at ISU, and he'll build something special there at Penn State, but he's going to leave that lasting legacy with guys like you and going out and building up these young men and continuing that. So, but yeah. Very much appreciate your time here again. Again, Josh Kniffel, former Hampton Dumont Bulldog and former ISU Cyclone football player. So, again, any final thoughts, Josh?
No, I just, again, right, with Campbell, awesome human being, authentic person. Know it's a tough time being, you know, an Iowa State fan. That's just the world we live in. And we can hope for him to have success. Like, I'm going to. You know, but, you know, I'm still going to be loyal to the Cyclones. And, you know, Coach Rogers, you know, he knows what winning looks like. He's won national championships. He's been part of national championship teams. He's one of those first guys when Coach Stiglmeyer was there at South Dakota State. You know, I'm sure you could call Coach Shafrath, and he probably knows a lot more about Coach Rogers when he was at South Dakota State. I don't know if him and Ross played together or not, but Coach Rogers knows what winning looks like, you know, and again, he knows what he's coming into, you know, and so we got to give the support to him because, you know, if we sit around and we mope and we feel bad for ourselves, you know, as a fan base and as a team, we're never going to reach those goals that are still attainable to us. But besides that, thank you for having me on. I've noticed you guys have gotten like 2 feet of snow up there. You know, I live in the South now, so, you know, we get 3 inches of snow. We're out of school for like a week, you know, and I notice it's like, you know, 0 degrees. So I don't necessarily miss that. So you guys can keep all that, at least the cold. I'm all right if you give me some of that snow because I get out of school and don't have to go to work. But, thanks for giving me a call. And like anything, go Dogs and go Clones.
Absolutely. So again, appreciate it. And you and I will catch up here pretty in the near future, and we'll have another conversation. So
sounds good.
All right. Appreciate it. Again, Colt Powers with Josh Kniffel, former Hampton Dumont Bulldog and ISU Cyclone with Radio on the Go Sports.